Serious injuries can occur when it's cold and you spend time working, playing, or sleeping outside. There are 4 degrees of severity from the cold, ranging from frost nip to frostbite. The extent of the injury will depend on the individual's length of exposure, outside air temperature and wind chill, and how the exposure is treated. According to the University of Utah Health Burn Center, these are guidelines for frostbite severities and how to identify the severity of injury, characteristics, prevention, and treatment guidelines. First-degree frost nip is superficial and limited damage to the skin. Wounds will look like a central white area surrounded by pink skin, followed by mild swelling. Immediately remove yourself or someone with these symptoms from the cold and change clothing if needed. Soak the affected area in warm water or use body heat to provide warmth. Second degree frost nip is also superficial. Signs are pink and moist tissue present beneath clear blisters, usually surrounded by redness and swelling. Rewarming must begin immediately, followed by professional medical care. The third and fourth degree frostbite is deep. These degrees of frostbite are dangerous and can lead to damage in muscles and tendons. Skin feels frozen and hard and appears red, purple, or even black. Rewarming in this condition will induce critical pain. So be prepared. Pack warm clothes and change them frequently as needed. At the first signs of redness or pain in any skin area, get out of the cold and protect any exposed skin. Finding shelter to get out of the elements is necessary. Prevention is the key. Layering clothing, socks, gloves, scarves, and hats will help prevent frostbite. Removing layers can help prevent excess sweating. If anyone experiences or displays any symptoms of second, third, or fourth degree frostbite, go to the nearest healthcare facility immediately. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.